It's hard to find another community in North Carolina that loves turkey more than Rayford.
Turkey legs! Would you like a turkey leg? They're one for six, two for ten.
It's all about turkey and family entertainment at the annual Turkey Festival in Rayford, population around 4,800. The turkey cooking competition is a favorite. Donna Barefoot of Benson, North Carolina, competed. She's won once and come in last a few times.
Hoping for good today, though. And my husband's here.
Is he competing?
I'm cooking against him. He's over there.
Samuel Barefoot is cooking a turkey pie using ground turkey. His wife, Donna, is a little nervous. They're both finalists.
Mine is a turkey string bean casserole with goat cheese and cream cheese with onions on top. And it's pretty good, too. But we tried his pie, and it's awesome. I got to admit it.
Just a few blocks from the Turkey Festival is the sprawling House of Rayford Turkey Slaughter Facility. The family-owned poultry company officially shut down the plant 3 months ago to concentrate on chicken production. The move displaced close to 1,000 workers and affected turkey growing and hatchery operations across eastern North Carolina.
It was a surprise. There had been some rumors in the industry for a while, but it was a total surprise that they shut the plant down.
Kim Decker has been a marketing specialist for the State Agriculture Department for 26 years and has witnessed the struggles of turkey growers. Today, the price of feed, mainly corn, is a crippling factor. The price is up because of demand for ethanol. Decker says companies like Butterball, Prestige Farms, and Circle S Farms have picked up some of House of Rayford's growers, but not all of them.
You know, a lot of these growers had older housing, and while you could still grow turkeys in them, you might not can grow them as well as you can in a newer house with more ventilation and new feed equipment and those types of things. And that's where the growers get caught in the bind.
It won't be easy for growers to transition in Hoke and surrounding counties. And it wasn't easy for Larry Lemons of Lemons Farms in Siler City. It was hard to bounce back when large poultry processor Townsend's filed for bankruptcy. But for the last 2 years, he's been raising turkeys, heritage black turkeys. This year, Lemons raised 1,600 large black heritage turkeys. They seem to be all the rage in recent years. Last year, he grew only about 500. He raises the specialty turkeys for Joyce Farms of Winston-Salem, and they quickly sold out last year. Jocelyn Romano is company veterinarian for Joyce Farms.
But these birds have access to go outside.
They like that, huh?
Yes, yes. Yep, to forage and kind of exhibit some of their more natural behaviors. And they have plenty of space in here. You wouldn't know it now because they really like you and are crowding up around you.
Small turkey operations like this one are hoping for an especially good Thanksgiving this year. Turns out, North Carolina-based Butterball says it'll be shipping out half as many large, fresh turkeys this holiday season. It's not clear why. Last year this time, the state was second in turkey production in the U.S., right behind Minnesota. And while small, specialty, all-natural turkey operations are growing, it doesn't put a dent in the large numbers of birds coming out of the big houses and the jobs they produce. House of Rayford was the ninth largest turkey processor before getting out of the business. The first three slots belong to Butterball, Jenny O, and Cargill. There's no official word on how the state will fare after all the changes in 2013. But what we do know is Donna Barefoot can cook some turkey.
And the winner of $500 with her southern turkey and bean casserole with love and peace cornbread is Donna Barefoot.
Barefoot says it couldn't have come at a better time. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Yeah.